Dictation for Fredrik, Fredrick, Ringel, Ringle, November 13, 39. Addresses a letter to Dr. Andrew Messenger, Messenger, 6680423. Dear Dr. Messenger, consultation Mr. Ringel, comes accompanied with wife, chronic kidney disease. Documented kidney abnormalities for a number of years. He is very hard of hearing, but we still managed to discuss. He believes weight and appetite is stable, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, has chronic abdominal pain, which is not new. Apparently has stomach ulcer surgeries, and that has caused dumping syndrome. There is diarrhea without blood melena, has chronic frequency urgency nocturia, chronic incontinence, worse depends, he still has his prostate, is not aware of blood protein in the urine infection or kidney stones, has chronic dyspnea but no oxygen, no purulent arterial hemoptysis, denies chest pain palpitation syncope, although he is feeling weak, denies orthopnea PND. Next paragraph, his past medical history for aortic valve replacement, and that was apparently just a few years back. Congestive heart failure, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, migraines, denies medications for diabetes, only diet. Tachybrady syndrome, arrhythmia. No deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, or seizure, no liver abnormalities, denies pneumonia. According to your records, there is also some memory issues, dementia. Next paragraph, surgeries including appendix, gallbladder, stomach surgery for ulcer at least in two opportunities, aortic valve replacement, pacemaker, apparently already replaced, tonsils adenoids, polyps colonoscopy, and bilateral knee scope. Next paragraph, reported side effects to amlodipine with edema, codeine, and morphine with vomiting. Next paragraph, present medications, Coric, hydralazine, thyroid, Aricept, Namenda, aspirin, V12, Imitrex, Lipitor, Plavix, Lomodol, Tylenol, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, denies smoking. Previously, used to enjoy a few drinks going dancing, has not drink in many years. Next paragraph, denies family history of kidney problems. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight loss, previously 175, presently 141, blood pressure 160 over 80 on the right, 160-76 on the left, standing on the left, 148-74. He's a tall, very slender, hard of hearing, minimal tachypnea, no severe respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no gross mucosal abnormalities, lungs distant clear, pacemaker, no pericardial wrap, no significant murmurs, abdominal surgery, no distension, no ascites masses, some degree of edema, no gross ulcers, some fullness of the right knee, but no gross effusion. He's unsteady, but he was able to get in and out of the stretcher. Next paragraph, I was able to trace back creatinine 2.37 on November 2022, representing a GFR around 27. The most recent chemistries I have available December. Creatinine 2.31, GFR 27 stage 4, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal calcium, lipase, elevated alkaline phosphatase, AST, minor, other liver testing normal, normal lactic acid, sedimentation rate, anemia 11.7, minor low platelet count, urine negative for protein, blood, or inflammatory process or infection. There is a CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis with contrast from February 2025. He has extensive atherosclerosis calcification. There was significant stenosis on the proximal celiac artery. They reported also significant stenosis on renal arteries bilateral. Normal liver, normal size kidneys, small kidney on the left comparing to the right, no obstruction, no stones. There were bilateral renal cysts. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD stage 4, combination of hypertension and renal artery stenosis, some weight loss but no overt symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, blood pressure in the office, fair to poor control. This will be checked at home before adjustments are made. He mentioned that given his age, he's not interested in invasive procedures or dialysis. There is no activity in the urine, blood, protein, or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Prior anemia did not require EPO treatment. There was minor low platelets. Which has been documented before and without any active bleeding. No electrolyte acid-base abnormalities. Despite the weight loss, albumin nutrition level looks good, as well as calcium. Phosphorus was not available. No decompensation of any cardiovascular issues. I do not see nephrotoxic agents. We will monitor chemistries in a regular basis. We will update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. We will add phosphorus to lab testing. For anemia, we will update iron studies. We will see him back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed. He can always change his mind if he will consider dialysis when the time comes. Dialysis is done for GFR less than 15 and symptoms. Given his age and other medical conditions, at this moment, they chose not to do any invasive procedures, angiogram, or stenting of renal arteries, continue educating patient, end of dictation,